Wednesday, and on Wednesdays we talk technology with the one and only guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm pleased to read that there is a cheap 5G smartphone out there, because they are, you know, traditionally expensive.
Yeah, look, it's pretty crazy. Smartphones these days, especially ones you see advertised and the ones on billboards, they all cost well over $1,000. What they don't tend to advertise are the ones that are less than $1,000, probably because the profit margins aren't there. But Motorola now has a smartphone available called the G62, which is 5G with all the bells and whistle cameras on the back and on the front, with a large display, for well under even $400.
Oh, okay. And is that an Android phone?
It is. It's Android powered, so it's just like a Samsung device in that way. But I've been using it, and honestly, the cameras on the back and the screen is beautiful. Even the sound, actually, if you're someone who games on your phone, I find that to be really impressive on this device as well. So you don't tend to lose much when you're getting a device like this compared to spending, you know, twice as much on a bigger phone.
We've spoken about this before. I'd love to try, but I have to convert from the cult over to something else. How do I do that?
Yeah, this is hard. I mean, it's hard for a lot of people to make that change, but I've seen people do it. It is possible. It just takes time and a little bit of patience, because all the apps that you're looking for are still going to be there. But you will need that patience around, well, how do I get back to my photos? How do I move my contacts across? Android has a tool to help you move from iPhone to that, but it does take that little bit of time just to sit down with the device and commit to the migration. It is a thing. You have to really commit.
The way you talk about it, it's like an intervention. We've got to get your friends and your family in a room, and we go, you don't have to be in the cult anymore. You don't have to.
You don't have to be. You can convert.
All right. Also, there's a change coming to Bluetooth. What's happening?
Yeah, so there's an interesting change happening here. We're actually at the fifth or sixth version of Bluetooth, even though we still call it the same thing. But there's been improvements along the way. What we're about to see is an improvement with audio quality, and also an improvement that will allow multiple connections. Now, what I mean by that is that if your television has Bluetooth, you can actually connect your headphones to it. But what if I want to connect five sets of headphones to it, or even more? That's something you'll be able to do in the new version of Bluetooth, meaning you could all be sitting in the room together with your own Bluetooth headphones connected, having effectively a home theater experience, but it's completely quiet in the rest of the house.
Can I just say, I think we underestimate Bluetooth. It's been such a fantastic invention. It's made our lives incredibly easier.
It's a good point, and it hasn't allowed us to connect anything around us to other devices, and that's something that's so unique. Our headphones, our smartwatches, our wearables that we work to count our steps, everything else, it's all Bluetooth. And honestly, it's become so seamless these days. As it's improved, it's getting better and better.
And Telstra have been trying to get some big headlines about the fact that they have decided to move their call centre to Australia, or can I say back to Australia?
Yeah, look, definitely a good marketing move on their behalf, but also a potential good benefit to their customers. If you are somebody who does call, you know, and try to get help from Telstra in the past, you may have found that difficult. Language barriers, being understood, those kinds of problems. They're actually bringing all their call centres back to Australia, and that means more jobs in Australia for people to work at Telstra. But what's most interesting is that they're changing the way call centres work, and that means that you could be working from home but still being part of a Telstra call centre. So taking calls from other Aussies while you're in Australia as well. I do like the idea. It could mean that I'm talking to my neighbour when I need to get help with my mobile phone.
This is where we are with technology. Once upon a time, Telstra needed to own a building and have a number of different levels with all of their call centres there. But now it gets farmed out, if you will, to a mum who's working from home and nursing her kid, maybe while she's on maternity leave, for an example, or somebody who's disabled who can't necessarily get into those buildings. Their call centres are now potentially everywhere.
And that's the whole point. I mean, if you think about the reason that they used to offshore call centres in the past, it was to save money. But now, if you don't need to worry about owning a building in Australia, you just have everyone working from home, suddenly it might be more affordable to have them in Australia. So I think this is a smart thing that Telstra has done, and hopefully a benefit to their customers.
And I wonder if other similar companies who have call centres might consider doing the same thing.
I bet you that others are working on the problem as well.
I'm sure they are. And we will be back next Wednesday talking some more technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.